The following was recorded in front of a live studio audience at the Studio 21 Podcast Cafe. This is the United Podcast Network.
Hey, everybody, this is The Ashholes. Each week, they smoke a different cigar, sometimes the same cigar, but mostly different, and they give their honest impression. They always assign an official Ashholes rating to that cigar. So, pull up a chair, light up, relax, be an Ashhole too. It's very rewarding.
Broadcasting live from the Studio 21 Cigar Studio above Two Guys Smoke Shop in Salem, New Hampshire. This is the Ashholes Podcast, and today it's the PCA 2024 preview.
Whoa.
PCA is much easier to say than PCR.
It's PCA.
IPCPR.
It's time for that already? Premium Cigar Association trade show. It is that time, because usually it's in July. 4th of July week is when they do it, but this time they moved it to a regular time where trade shows happen.
Or reasonable times?
Reasonable for
makes sense.
I think it's going to be the biggest and best ever because the timing is right. I've been screaming for this for years.
So what are you going to do on the 4th of July then?
Have a cookout maybe.
Yeah, hot dog?
Hot dogs, hamburgers, and stuff.
That'll go different for you.
Not go on a plane. I've flown on 4th of July many times.
Yep.
Which is not good. It's just, anyway, they're doing it, and it's a messed up year because we just had a trade show in July, and now here is a trade show in March, so a full calendar year hasn't gone by. So there's not all that much buzz in the cigar industry about these new things coming out that you'd normally hear all of it. But I got some of them here with us. But we have a cigar from last year's trade show that we still have.
We do.
So we're going to smoke that, right?
Yeah. So today we're going to light up the Christoph PCA 2023 exclusive. This is a cigar made in the Dominican Republic, 6 1/4 by 54, Brazilian Maduro wrapper, Dominican binder and filler from the Dominican and Nicaragua. You can find the cigar for $12.69 for a single or $224.99 for a box of 20 at twoguyscigars.com. That is the number 2guyscigars.com.
Well, this is the cigar, and Ed and I were talking just before the show started, and he went to hand me his cutter because I didn't cut my cigar yet. But I said, I'm going to do the chubby checker on this. And the chubby checker was the twist, right? That's what he did. And it's got this little curly head tail, and all you got to do is give it a twist. As I recall.
Normally with Christoph, it's N2 bar rolled, right? So it should be right.
So you give the little twist off the little cap, and I should be able to get a draw.
Oh, enough. I think you'll get a perfect draw out of that.
Every time.
Yeah.
And after Chubby Chaka did the twist, he did the twist again.
Yeah.
Let's twist again.
Which what works.
Which Slick. Was genius. Genius. 1959. Genius. Yep. Yeah. In 1959. Let's twist again. And he ends up making another fortune.
The cold draw, I'm going with prunes.
Because
it's a little darker than raisin. You know?
Hope it doesn't work out that way because I have a later engagement tonight.
Find out soon enough.
I'm just going with Brazil nuts because it has a Brazilian wrapper. No other reason.
There's a Brazilian reasons for that. For those that have been listening to the show for a long period of time.
Classic.
Well, what do you think? Do you think it's time to light our cigars?
It is.
Well, it's brought to you by Perdomo, the hottest brand in the land, a company founded on quality, tradition, and excellence.
One draw, that's the law. One draw, that's the law. One draw, that's the law.
One draw, that's the law. It's brought to you by Abuelo Cigars. You're going to live under my roof. You're going to play by my rules. Abuelo Cigars.
Have you noticed, do you listen ever to Joe Rogan's podcast?
I have. I haven't. I'm not a regular.
Sometimes.
Lately, more and more, I just hear Jetlighters.
Yeah.
Just that whoosh.
Yeah, if you like Jetlighter ASMR, Joe Rogan show. Especially because the guest normally doesn't know how to use it, so they just blast it for,
So his studio
seconds.
Obviously allows cigar smoking in there. And Is it his or he's in somebody's studio?
Oh, he has a whole compound.
Oh, it's his.
It's like a
compound.
He has a podcast studio in there. He has an archery range.
Is it still the spaceship one he's in?
No, he got rid of that after 2 months because
it
was awful.
Because it was terrible.
He had this, this nice setup where it was like these big, almost like you'd see at a theater, curtains.
Yeah.
And then he went to this Quonset hut. But it was like right on, it felt very cramped, even watching it on TV.
I may have only smoked this at the trade show last year because it's too strong for me.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a very full-bodied cigar.
Think so?
Yeah.
It's not whooping me yet.
Yeah.
From the first draw, I guess like maybe a 7. Like.
I'll get at least an 8.
Christoph's sneaky eight. Sometimes, even though they're Dominican cigars. They got some gas.
Yeah, there's some heat here for sure. Very rich. Okay, PCA, again, much less buzz. I think the attendance is going to be better. I think somebody like myself, I'll probably spend more money than I ever did because I'm gearing up for the season.
Right.
As opposed to July sounds good because it's July and you got all of the rest of July and August, which is prime season.
Right.
But I know when I order, I'm not going to get that then.
Correct. Yeah.
So I tend to back off a little bit because I like to wind down at the end of the year. So yeah. When these people end up sending in a September and October, right. And then I'm November, December, and that's it. And, you know, there's tax ramifications that come with it. So I think I'm going to buy heavier myself, but the pickings is not that great.
What are you seeing early? Obviously, there are less new products. How do the deals look? Because I know some send them out ahead of the show.
Nothing spectacular, but right.
They're not giving it away.
Not yet. That'll be day 3.
Yeah.
And that'll be on. And I do have that feeling that some of the folks aren't going to make it through very well. If they're already saying sales are off this year and they're coming to a show.
Second show.
Yes.
Of the year.
Yeah. If they don't buy heavy, but I think the attendance will be bigger, so they make it up with amounts of people as opposed to.
Isn't that the weird part about this year's show, right? We're talking about that there's not a lot of buzz, and there isn't, but we also agree that it would be the most well attended a show probably in years.
Because who doesn't want to go down there? It's cold up here.
And right.
It's still winter, and now's the time I want to go. I would go on vacation if I could down there.
Right.
And we have the opportunity to go, and of course, I'm going to go.
On the first trade show of the year, what were people saying about that? Did they sell well at that show?
People were being kind, I think, but I don't think it went as well as it has in the past. Yeah. Just two back-to-back, and honestly, I think PCA won. If you say there's a battle here, if they had to choose between the two, I didn't go to the other one.
Right.
Right.
So there's just me.
Yeah.
So,
you got to think most retailers who have been complaining, rightfully so, that, hey, we don't want to be in a trade show convention hall depending on where you're on the country, probably one of your busiest weeks or weekends of the year.
Absolutely.
And then they change the date and then you don't go.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people made the choice of one or the other, like you said, and they picked PCA because also because there's only been 6 to 8 months of cycle, there's not really much new things that we're going to be at TPE because they're all waiting for PCA.
Yeah.
And this is the odd year because it does take them a year to get these things. Mm-hmm. So will there be some surprises there? I'm sure there is that people are holding back or people are saying, I don't know if it's going to come in on time and they're going to be gluing their bands onto the cigars when they get there and stuff. Some of that's going to happen. But I do have some of the information of some of the newer stuff coming out. We had Steve Sacker on the Cigar Authority this Saturday. He told us Stillwell style Aromatic number 2,
his permanent release.
Yeah, which is his Christmas one. It's going to be a permanent one and not called Christmas anymore, which would be odd to have in March, right?
Yeah.
So Umbagog Bronzeback, did you light that up?
Yes, I smoked that. It was very good.
A little different with
different
the
wrapper. Yeah.
Yeah. Different priming of the wrapper or a different way they processed it or whatever. LFY, Lancero Collection. No?
No.
What do you got?
Good for you. G.
G. F-Y. Good for you, Lancero Collection.
Good for you, San Diego.
Yeah. 10 different blends in one box, all Lanceros, including a Candela.
A Candela.
It's
Lancero.
The biggest loser I ever heard.
Oh, my gosh.
And he's going to sell it. Yep. But what I haven't heard is the price, so that'll be interesting. Sober Mesa Brulee Wasabi.
Mugashi.
Yeah. So there's four different Sober Mesa Brulees now. Guillotine the Saka, that's the guillotine cutter.
Oh, that cutter that everyone's been waiting for.
Dollar cutter.
Yeah, expensive cutter. So we'll see how that goes too. We had Oliver Nouveau on the show. He told us about the No Name cigar, which was going to be the Dragon Slayer, which was planning to be at the show. It will be under No Name, yep. Made by Artista. The Firecracker Connecticut that was already discussed. Yep. The United Connecticut.
Yep.
Which is a long time coming for that. Mm. Lunatic Firecracker, which will be the limited release that will come out for June 4th, 4th of July. Atabey Black will be re-released. I need more. Bring them. Gold Star is a limited for the fallen soldiers of the Navy SEALs families. That will be there. It is a one-time limited release of, I believe, maybe 250 boxes. We had originally said 200 boxes. I think it went up to 250 boxes, which is en route now. And he said there will be a box on display there for sure, ready to go, as is La Giana Havana's 30th anniversary.
Wow.
30.
Which I don't even think the press release came out, and I don't think I was supposed to talk about
it. I have a couple notes for the break.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You know how long it's been.
But it's good. Hey, you know what? You want the cigar news. You got to listen to the Ashholes because we got it.
Because Dave fucks up.
No. No, it's an exclusive.
EP Carrillo Encore Black will be at the show. We received it and sold it out.
Yeah, it's already gone. Yeah, we got it in on Friday. We told everyone we had it, and now we have none.
Wow.
But according to the press release that they released, I think it's a 5,000 cigar or box run. They only released 2,000 right now, and the rest are coming later. So there will be more, I think, later in the year.
I didn't even try it. I didn't – nothing. I don't know.
I posted a picture of it.
Okay. Got a picture. West Tampa Attic Series. Another Attic Series coming.
Oh, I thought it was gone.
Is it a different Attic?
Different.
Or? Yeah.
So we'll see what that is.
Whose attic is it?
I don't know. It's his grandmother's
attic.
He's
got a lot of attics.
Yeah.
Rocky Patel put the Rocky Patel white label out a couple of years ago. This year's the gold label.
Oh.
It's all colors now.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he has a Year of the Dragon coming, which is kind of late, but it's coming out.
What do you think? With these colors, at least you can pronounce them.
Yes,
right?
I'm good with it.
Yeah. Fair enough.
You got a simple. It's better than being a Spanish name that no one can, or Wasabi Wagashi. It's tricky.
Smoking this Christoph Signature Series. It is full-bodied. This is for the PCA last year. I'm just saying it out loud because...
You might keel over?
No, but it's...
It's got some gas.
It's surprisingly fuller bodied than I recall. That's why I'm saying I don't remember. I must have smoked this at the trade show, and that's all I smoked it. And I was probably so many deep in, I didn't realize the strength of it.
This might be stronger than the Pissed Off now that we're getting into it.
Boy, you wouldn't think. Again, we're talking a Dominican cigar, but wow. Mm. Surprising. Crown Heads is coming out something called Blood Medicine. I don't like using blood. There was one that did it in Spanish before and it didn't sound so bad, but
La Blood.
Yeah. Three Leaf. It's out there. It will not be at the show. Actually, I'll be at the show, and Eric Wentworth, who owns the company, will be here on the Cigar Authority show you, Dan, right?
Yeah, we'll be hanging out. We'll have his trade show booth
here. Yeah, he could not do the trade show because he didn't know if the cigars were coming on the time.
Right.
The cigar coming, especially when you don't have a brand yet. So some people that have lots of brands and have the new one, they don't know if their new one's going to show, but at least they have others.
Right.
Well, he would have sat there.
Just be sitting there with nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
So it did come in time, but who knew? Adventura Queen's Pearl Box Press is a return of that. That's the ones that the factory burned down and everything.
Oh, okay.
So here comes Adventura coming back. Also with the Chancellor. The Chancellor is one of their reps, who is Adrian Acosta, good man. And he won some sort of sales contest or something, and they blended a cigar with him. Huh. And he is the Chancellor.
Hmm.
We have Arganosa Leaf. Remember Arsenio?
Arsenio Hall?
Nope, Arsenio the brand. Do you remember that? No, neither is. Was an excellent cigar. Hmm. This was back when they were Casa Fernandez they went to Arganosa. Yeah. And Arsenio was coming back. Arsenio Ramos, I believe his name was. He was the blender. He passed away.
Wow.
Fabulous cigar.
Nice.
In the past, we'll see what we have there. Aladino Candela Toro. It's out.
Yep.
And a special cigar that a secret cigar from them. Never been done in the industry before. Mm. This has never been done, and something very different. It's a must try. It's a must see, and you got to go to the Aladino.
Interesting.
But it's never been done.
Never.
So it's not stems.
No, because I mean,
stems.
HVC has the hot cake fresh out of the oven.
Broadleaf,
which I find interesting because I heard him talking about this.
But
and
because, you don't make hot cakes in an oven.
No,
but
you make it on a griddle.
Yeah. Yep.
And but he thinks they come from an oven.
Oh,
well, they're
and nobody stopped him. This is the problem with yeah. What do they call it? The king with no clothes on.
All right.
Yeah.
You got to stop him and say you don't put it in the oven. It's on the griddle, fresh off the griddle.
Yeah.
Off the grill would have worked. Fresh off the grill.
Yeah. More like a griddle.
Out of the oven.
They're broiled.
If you put batter on a grill, it just goes right through.
Yes. Yeah. How about hot cakes, golden line, half Corona?
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yes.
I knew he'd do that.
Yeah. Why wouldn't he, right?
Yeah.
I wonder if it's going to be $5.
Ooh.
That'll go well.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, they...
Well,
they sell amazing.
You're selling a ton. Of the regular hot cake half Corona. Because I know I'm buying them.
That's right. Yeah. You're the one. LFD is celebrating their 30th anniversary, and they'll have a 30th anniversary cigar. The price has not been put out yet, I'm afraid.
Oh, no.
I'm afraid of what the price is going to be.
Oh, Two-digit or three-digit?
I just hope it doesn't start with a three.
You got to get an NFT first. And
oh,
then...
my God. And the LG from NFT returns.
Oh, okay.
McAuliffe Blue.
Another color.
It will be out at the trade show, and for the people in the care package, you notice there's a McAuliffe in there you probably never saw before because it's not even released yet.
Whoa.
Nice.
And we have it in the care package.
Just
and we don't say nothing.
Exclusives that's all over the place.
That's it. That's why you want to be part of this thing.
Yep.
Your former compatriots, after you left, had to figure out what to do with the lost revenue coming in. So they came out with a Monte Cristo Nicaraguan at $150 per cigar.
Double diamond.
Crazy.
Wow. Yeah. They are following the Cuban thing going on right now.
Well, it's interesting.
But they're not the Cuban Monte Cristo.
Well, what's interesting is... Rafael has been working on this blend since before I worked there. Hmm. And he's every couple months he would smoke it and be like, holy shit.
Hmm. Really?
Yep. This was if you check it out, if you look up the, I think it's the Double Diamante or Diamante Doble.
And he didn't share, right? He didn't share.
No, I don't think.
I was told that when he's going through the blends, nobody else.
No, if they're not finalized, no.
Yeah.
Because it's, I totally make sense. Because it's like, if you have people who aren't blenders, go, oh, I don't like it, or you should change this. No, if he had final stuff, we always, of course. But this was a special tobacco that AJ had. It was this whole thing.
So he's making it with his good friend.
Yes. So I think it's going to be really good. But
$150.
I think I can say pretty confidently, I won't ever smoke it unless you're putting it on the show.
Well, I think the box is a humidor too. So,
man,
I have a humidor.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I don't like the direction that goes into it. I don't want to be part of it. Rocky did the $100 one last year. I'm like, I'm not buying into this.
Well,
I never bought into Saka's $100 ones.
This is like the third kind of project they've done like this. They did the Bed of Roses humidor, which came with a bunch of cigars.
Yeah.
They had the 1935 one that came with an exclusive size. So this is more in that vein of a special edition than like a full release. It's more of a almost like those Prometheus Opus X projects where it's kind of a one and done type situation.
I hope it's done.
All right. Altadas has the Tiamo coming out at the show. First off, Altadas is coming to the show, which is something in itself. Tiamo, San Andreas Mexican, it was the biggest thing back in the day. We have it already.
Yep.
I was excited to get it and see what it ends up doing. We'll see if it can make a comeback.
It's a far more refined cigar than the original.
We're smoking Christoph right now. This is the PCA for 2023 is what we're smoking, and we still have a few left, yep. So you can buy them still, but there will be a PCA 2024. Yep. We'll see what happens there. They have a 20th anniversary cigar, and they have the Vengeance new packaging of the Vengeance.
Yeah.
Same blend, though?
I'm pretty sure it's the same blend. They're rolling out their new packaging style. They're getting away from the tobacco in the box. I think also getting rid of the shaggy foot and the pigtail. I think it's going to be more traditional look and feel.
All right. Padron Black came.
It's out. Yep.
Fratello Pocahontas. Pocahontas. Remember
the Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah, that's the Elizabeth Warren cigar.
Who is a senator from Massachusetts that made believe like she was a American Indian. Turns out she wasn't, and she got that nickname, if you're saying what's that all about.
Yep.
Roma Craft gets a new Cro-Magnon.
Yeah.
And Fuente Padron Legends is on the list. It's been on the list for 4 years, but it's on the list again.
It'll be there.
Will it come to us? Yeah, who knows?
That's a different story.
But that's where I'm at it right at this moment. Those are things that I'm interested in, things that I see is there's more than that, a little bit, not a lot more. There's not all that much. No. Normally, it would be much, much more than that. I got there in plenty of time for the break, right?
Yep, yeah, we're good. All right, when we come back, we'll do delightful news. No, we're not.
I am
so thrown off.
We will do letters as delightful as I used to be.
Bitter news. letters in that mailbox, top five and the six pack.
Only Great Leaf makes great cigars. Aganorsa Leaf stands out because of the distinctive mouthwatering flavors of the Corojo 99 and the Criollo 98 seeds, cultivated by Cuban agronomists on the best lands in Jalapa and Esteli, Nicaragua. When you smoke one of the JFR, JFR Lunatic, Guardian of the Farm, or Casa Fernandez cigars, you will experience the unique taste and aroma that makes Aganorsa Leaf different than any other tobacco in the world. Smoke one today and enjoy the signature flavor of Aganorsa Leaf.
Hello, cigar aficionados. This is Klaus Kellner from Davidoff Cigars. I invite you to taste the elements with Davidoff Escurio, Nicaragua, and Yamasa. From water comes originality. Savor the sweet and spicy originality of the Davidoff Escurio tobaccos born by the rains of Bahia, Brazil. From fire comes intensity. Enjoy the bittersweet aromas and fiery intensity of the Davidoff Nicaragua. From earth comes complexity. Taste the earthy flavors and complex spices that are unique to the red soil of the Yamasa region in Dominican Republic. Only Davidoff Master Blenders could take the power of nature and blend it into a range of exceptional cigars. Each element making each cigar a unique experience. Water, fire, earth. Flavors that have risen from the very world itself. I hope you enjoy them as much as I do. Davidoff Cigars. Cigar adventures to a wider world.
Aging Room 4 Nicaragua Maestro, named Cigar Aficionado's number one cigar of the year with a 96 rating, is a complex Nicaraguan puro carefully blended by Rafael Nodal and made by AJ Fernandez. As Cigar Aficionado described it, every puff is an overture of flavors that's at times heavy and rich with notes of dark chocolate and wood, and other times subtle and understated with hints of fine caramel and toasted almonds. Treat yourself to an Aging Room 4 Nicaragua today.
Surgeon General warning, cigar smoking can cause cancers of the mouth and throat even if you do not inhale.
And we're back live in the Studio 21 Cigar Studio above 2 at Smoke Shop in Salem, New Hampshire. We're smoking the Christoph 2023 PCA exclusive. And if you want to send us an email, it's theashholespodcast@gmail.com.
Dave, this is too strong.
Too strong.
Yeah.
I'm babying it. Strong.
Yeah, the strength
is. If you like strong cigars, this is a strong cigar. This is no bullshit here.
Yeah.
How many we got? We got a lot of this?
Strong
cigar smokers probably wouldn't even think to think of this.
Yeah, no, it's very like, I don't know, almost like mesquite smoky.
Yeah.
It's just a flavor profile that you don't normally expect from a Christoph.
Brazilian.
Yeah.
Leathery.
Like even the Christoph GC uses a Brazilian Maduro wrapper, but it's not like this. There's definitely more Lajero in here, I would say, right?
Yeah, it's got some oomph now, yeah.
There's a letter in your mailbox.
You got mail.
All right. This email is from Tim. He says, "Hey, everyone. I drove up from Connecticut to New Hampshire this Saturday to visit family and was excited to finally visit the Two Guys Cigar Smoke Shop in Salem. While I was here, I picked up a few McAuliffe Blacks, a Garofalo La Familia,
yay,
a few hotcakes, Aladino Corojo, and an Anime Black."
He's been paying attention.
"Which I can't wait to try." Yeah, that sounds good. "I'm smoking the McAuliffe Black right now, and it is phenomenal."
How do you beat that for $8, right? Yeah, $7 or $8, depending on what size you bought.
It's crazy. "I just wanted to thank you for your recommendations and also point out that the sales staff at Two Guys Cigars were extremely friendly and helpful and provided some of the best customer service I've experienced in a long time."
Nice to hear. Thank you.
"I wish I lived closer, but at least I have family in New Hampshire, which I can bring me up from time to time, and I will always make it a priority to stop in when I'm visiting. Looking forward to more recommendations from you and wish you all the best."
Nice.
Tim,
all right. Bought some nice cigars, too. McAuliffe has blue coming. That's the one. Mm-hmm. I heard it's going to be, now I've heard the price, that it's going to be right in line with the black. It's going to be the same thing.
Really?
And they'll have a third color later in the same year.
Hmm.
So a few months behind is they're saying.
Interesting.
So they said most likely they won't even show it at the show because
it's a few. Third color Connecticut, you think?
I don't know what color, but so we have black and blue.
And red all over.
And red all over. That's what we used to what's be. The, newspaper, right?
What's the blend on the blue?
Just black and
red. Sumatra wrapper.
Yes.
It's Sumatra. It is. I figured Connecticut would be blue. You know, normally it's lighter, but.
No, it's a Sumatra, which turns Ed off, right? But he hasn't smoked it yet, but we'll have it because it's in the care package for
so for the I will be smoking
you
it.
You will be smoking it and try to go in with a
open
different
mind.
Because sometimes they're growing these things differently and whatever.
You know I'm always positive.
No.
No.
No, I don't know that.
Mr. Wonderful.
Positively, yeah.
All right, that's it. One letter?
Just the one.
It was
right
a nice one, though. It wins. If we had a contest, it would win.
And, you know, driving up from Connecticut, it doesn't seem like a big deal. Connecticut is deceivingly a pain to drive through.
It is.
Especially if you're, like, closer to the city. Oof. You're talking 3 hours to get here.
Yeah, it's not a fun trip.
Nope. Yeah, thank
you. Got good pizza, though.
It's,
pizza
it's amazing to me. They do.
Oh, please.
Oh, what?
They're good. It's good.
You know it's good.
It's fine.
What's better?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't do that game. There's a lot of good pizza.
Regina and Santapio's are both better than both of those. Than both the
Sally's and Pepe's?
Yes. They're both better. Have you had either of them?
I've had Regina.
Regina. And
it's good.
They open the Sally's up in Woburn. What is it, like $1,000 for a pizza?
That's
it's
like
over $30.
Yeah. That's like the Pepe's. They have a Pepe's in Rhode Island. The same thing. They had one in Florida when I went. It was good.
Yeah. It's good.
It's not as good as Connecticut, but.
So you haven't done Santapio's.
No, we need to do it.
All right.
I think we need to do a
road trip.
We'll do a broadcast from there or something.
All right, road trip.
We can't go today. We got other business.
Yes.
Expo business.
Expo business. We're checking on somebody, celebrity checking on, and we've been celebrity checking this week.
Oh, yeah. We've been very busy.
Me and you have been like buddies.
We're really busy.
All right.
It's exhausting.
We went on a food thing. I don't know if he got the, he picked the food place when we went earlier this week.
It was a disappointment.
I had nothing to do with it. And then when I got home, they were telling me all the places we should have went.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. See, I don't know.
I didn't check on it. I didn't.
No, and I don't know anything about Beverly. Yeah,
I know everything. But what Dan knows is Dan knows Las Vegas.
I do.
But we'll get to that in 1 second because I got Dave's weekly six pack. This is a six pack of cigars that are on twoguyscigars.com, hidden away, tucked away just for the asshole listeners. They have to go into the search bar and they put Dave's six pack or Dave's, whatever. You'll see it pop up as soon as you start writing it.
That's right.
There's your answer. Little thing, click on there and you're going to see today's six pack. And you put the six pack together because why?
Well, you know, it's PCA 2024, so it's time to, you know, if you hadn't had a chance to try some of these older PCA exclusives or maybe some other trade show exclusives, maybe some new stuff you got to check
out. So they're all exclusive. The Christoph 2023 PCA exclusive. That's what we're smoking right now.
That's right.
$12.69. You want a full-bodied cigar. This is it, man. You were saying 7. I was saying it's an 8. I may go to a 9. We'll see.
Wow.
Ooh. It's getting there. It's getting stronger.
It is getting stronger.
It's getting stronger. Yeah. The Aroa 2021 PCA exclusive was a Robusto 5x50 for $17.99. Asylum made a 2021 PCA exclusive. It's the 11-18 size.
I love that shape.
Which wasn't the big fat size, something you're going to like and will like. It is $18.99. EP Carrillo put a TA exclusive. His cigars are red hot right now. We got his new stuff in, and it sold out as soon as it showed up. The 2023 TAA exclusive is here. It's $13.19. The Rocky Patel Decade Habano TAA was surprisingly $8.99.
Yes. What?
Which doesn't make sense.
It's cheaper than the original.
Unbelievable Decade. Cigar for $8.99. Mm. Why isn't that the regular? Because the regular costs more than that.
This it's like exclusive. $12 now,
And the Firecracker Connecticut, which is going to be launched at the show this year, and you'll see that. And that cigar was only $5.99, taking the total up to $77.84. But for the Dave's Weekly Six-Pack, people that are going to click on the six-pack, it's $66.99.
That's right. 15% off.
There you go. So as I said, we're talking about restaurants around here. Maybe in Beverly where we went. Today we're going to Saugus, and we're going to eat when we get there, too.
Oh, boy. Oh,
yeah. But
I wonder where.
When you go to Las Vegas, and I'm looking at this. I've eaten in zero of these places. I don't even know of one of them.
You wouldn't like it. These are fancy places. You know the places that just draw a picture of food on your
all
plate?
All right, because I think I will have a list for this week
on the Cigar Authority
of what to
Yes.
You'll get the bone-in veal pie. Yes.
That's a fancy restaurant. You know, the menu's not fancy, but it's you know, it's Vegas.
All right, so what do we have? Today is the top five.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Here is today's top five list.
All right, today's top five is the top five restaurants for 2024. So I've also never eaten
in Vegas.
In Vegas. I've never eaten any
According
of this.
To?
According to the first Google hit I found. I should have wrote it down. I can't remember the name of it. But if you Google it, that's what you'll find.
All right.
So I've actually never been to any of the restaurants. One or two of them have been around for a while, at least.
All right.
So
we got Chef Charlie in here in the audience.
He's already approved one. But
all right.
He approved number five.
All right.
Number five, Guy Savoy at Caesar's Palace.
Who's this Guy guy?
Guy.
He's a chef.
G-U-Y. I would say Guy.
Guy.
He's probably French.
Yep.
French.
So it's a French restaurant at Caesar's. He says, yes, this is legit. This guy is a rock star in the thing, and it's at Caesar's Palace. And am I going to leave hungry? I will leave.
Probably a tasting menu.
That's what doesn't interest me.
You'll have to go get the giant meatball after you already had dinner.
Yeah.
I want to be satisfied full.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to give you the list that they gave me, and I'm going to give you the places you really should
go. Okay. All right.
Coming in at number four, the Eiffel Tower restaurant at Paris. This is the restaurant at the top of the Las Vegas Eiffel Tower.
This is where it happened. This was where the incident happened.
What incident?
I came out of that Eiffel Tower top floor onto a metal grate that surrounds the top. And I pinned myself to the wall at that point because I could see all the way down.
Yeah.
And
that's too much.
I got frozen and my wife and daughter went forward and I went, and I was like,
oh no,
I have to get out of here right now.
Yeah.
The elevator opened next to me.
And you just left.
And I said, I have to go downstairs. You guys do what you want. My legs were shivering.
Wow.
It was the weirdest thing that ever happened and it never went away.
That's crazy. Man. Well,
that's where it happened.
If you're planning on taking Dave to dinner when you're in Vegas, don't take him there.
Yeah.
Don't take him there.
You get out of it early. Cheap.
Coming in at number three is Wakanda. This is at the Venetian. So I've eaten at a lot of places at the Venetian. I've never eaten here. I think this is a Japanese restaurant.
Sounds it.
But new. I think it's a newer place. But I've eaten at Sushi Samba there. And that's fine.
Okay.
But that's a new place you can check out. Delilah. This is at the Wynn. And the food is described as new American.
Chef's giving that one a thumbs up.
Yeah, it's legit too.
So
new American.
Wynn has good restaurants. That's where you have your big meatball, right? I think that's where Lavo is.
Lavo. Great.
And then number one, it's, I'm going to say cathedral, but it has an E in the end, so maybe it's cathedral. It's French, and it's at the Aria, where really not a lot of people stay for PCA, especially now that it's at the convention center. But that's the number one pick for Vegas restaurants, according to this list. You know what the number one restaurant in Vegas to go to is? It's the Peppermill, by
oh,
far.
Oh, my goodness.
The best.
What a weird thing. I go there.
It's the
every
best.
Year.
Love the Peppermill.
Yeah, I wouldn't say for culinary, it's a trip.
It's an experience.
The experience
it's
is
an
a
experience.
Better word.
It's very similar
you
to
the rest. In the back room with the fireside.
Oh yeah, they film Casino there.
Really?
Yep.
What a freak show.
That's
that.
Old is old
that,
Vegas.
Is that the breakfast place yes. where yeah. they're pushing cocktails?
Yes.
At, yep.
It's 7 a.m. and they say, "What, you don't want a scotch with that?"
Yeah. It also
it's
has
bacon and eggs, buddy.
I had one of the best chicken quesadillas of my life at that place.
First time I ever went there, they said, you have to get the pancakes. No, I'm sorry. You have to get the omelet. Mm. You have to get the omelet. It's a
yep. oh, it's 13.
13?
Yeah.
13 egg omelet.
Yeah, I've
so
had
we
that.
All got the omelet. So we're all eating the omelet. And some people are getting halfway done or all this stuff. And I got like 3/4 of the way done. And then the peer pressure began. And I was stuffed. There was no way I could go any
you
further. Come on,
it.
You got to finish. You got to. I finished. I was so sick.
Yeah,
from
a lot
eating.
Of eggs.
Yeah, and that's not a good way to start off a trade show day.
Oh my God,
no.
I was so sick.
but
I ate it.
But Dave's got the perfect strategy. We always get the big breakfast. To carry
yeah.
you through the day.
It's true. It's a lot of
eat that
lunch.
Shit for lunch.
No, the cafeteria is
terrible.
Awful, especially at the convention center.
Yeah,
you know, definitely eat before you go. And then if you're gonna go after. Peppermill is good if you're drunk or you want something in the morning, but also
I like it. And
I like
I'll,
it.
And I'll
so
go
I like it.
Year.
I like it sober too, but
yeah.
it's good. It's better with a couple of beers, especially in the fireside. But also, Bouchon cannot be
oh,
slept on.
That's the best.
Bouchon is probably the best.
I love it.
That might be the best breakfast ever.
I did the tasting menu at Paris at Gordon Ramsay, not the new one in Hell's Kitchen, the one he has in Paris. Excellent.
I tried to go to Gordon Ramsay to get the, what does he make that?
Beef Wellington.
Yes,
Wellington.
That's why I had it.
Couldn't get a seat.
It was.
I tried two months before.
It was incredible.
You just can't get a seat. Unbelievable.
I might be able to.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'll see what I can do.
Ooh. All right.
I got people.
He's got contacts.
All right.
We'll see what we can do. But okay. go to Bouchon if you never went. I would absolutely recommend
that's
that.
The one.
Yeah, for any time.
Yardbird.
You can go for the brunch or you can go for dinner, which is fabulous, too.
The breakfast we had, the beignets,
oh, yeah.
those dipping sauces.
They have some Oof. Of the best French fries I've ever had. Mm. Their steak is amazing.
They have a cheese thing of all different cheeses. They have salts. You get like 8 different
yep.
salts of smoked salts and all this stuff. Well, what's
Snails.
The difference with salt? Crazy, man. It's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
Their salt is awesome.
It's a journey, but it's so worth it.
The butter. Phenomenal butter.
Yes.
Unbelievable butter.
On
right.
a nice baguette. What more do you need?
My God, it's fantastic. The only thing that could possibly get better than that is next year is New Orleans.
Mm.
Which, have you eaten food in New Orleans?
I've never been to New Orleans.
Really?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
a shithole.
Yes, I've heard that.
But the food, it's the most fattening. You've never seen so many, we're talking 500 pounds and over,
really?
People walking the streets
wow.
because they eat there every day.
I've seen
and
it.
That's what would happen if I lived there because you just, the food is incredible. They're cooking with lard and, you know, all good stuff.
Yeah.
All delicious.
Yeah.
I don't know. No matter what you eat is unbelievable. Talk about a beignet. You ever have a beignet?
Well, I've stayed at Port Orleans, which is the Disney resort that is at New Orleans. And they have beignets there. And they're but
it's a donut.
It doesn't have as much character as...
I know the sweets don't do it for you, but a beignet...
It's good.
...with the coffee with the chicory, which is how they make their coffee, Café Du Monde, the oldest coffee shop in America... is unbelievable, and I've bought the coffee to take it home, and it just does not come out, not
really?
Even close to,
well,
what that is.
You got
to
be careful there. So much powdered sugar, you end up choking if you got to be careful
you
how you breathe.
You
got to
breathe through your nose.
puff of powder come out?
Yeah.
I think there's a new pope?
Breathe through your nose. As you have to do with smoking this Christoph Signature Series.
That?
No, you can't. You can't.
No.
This is way up there
it's
in the strength level. For the full body guys, you know, looking at the list you have there for the Dave six pack, you got a mixture of nothing mild in there, but
no.
medium to full, but I would say of everything that's on this list, the Christoff wins.
It's strength, for sure.
Yeah. Which is interesting when they have a few, you know, cigars known for being strong on the list.
Although I didn't smoke the EPC, so some of his stuff can be pretty full-bodied.
Right, too. Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, but not this level.
So I got to give it a review, and we all have to give it a review, and I take nothing away from the strength, which is too much for me, but...
Oh boy, Dave's puzzling through it.
Yeah, I don't want to do bad, but
well, think about it, and we'll go down the other way.
Go ahead.
I gave it a 92. I think it's got some great flavors. It is a powerhouse, but I mean,
yeah,
it's tasty.
It's a bit. That's a big score for you. Yeah, you don't go above 91 that often.
It's tasty. Yeah,
I gave it a 90 only because it's out of my strength profile, but it is a great cigar. This is very different from Christoph. So if you want to try something different, you're a fan of Christoph blends, check this out.
Yeah, I wouldn't guess it was a Christoph blind on this.
I'm the stingy one today. 89 for me.
Wow. Okay. And I'm only going to 89 too. Okay. Not because the cigar isn't performing well. This is not for the average dude here. This is a full-bodied cigar.
That's an ass kicker.
Yep.
Only because I didn't expect it.
Yes, you know, neither did I.
I didn't expect it.
I never had this.
I could have possibly bought it blind from them.
Sure.
And never had it. Or if I did have it, the only time I had it was at the trade show.
Probably.
But this is not what I was ready for coming on stage.
Especially compared to other new releases they had at that show, which was the Nicaragua, Tres Compadres, which are more medium balanced cigars. This, and again, usually you save your exclusives for something like this. That's out of the box different. This is what it is.
And they are going to have their anniversary cigar, which I look forward to. And they've been killing it on all cylinders.
Yep.
They did last year. Let's see what they have coming this year. I hear packaging is better than ever, and we'll see what that brings on. So that is it. Next week, will I still be here?
Yep.
Yes, I will. I will. Hosting the perfect cigar house party.
Whoa.
Have I ever done that, a house party?
No, you don't like people.
No. Yeah. You did it virtually last week. You had a virtual house party with all your cigar school people.
Cigar school.
Yeah, you know, it's like, you ever have guys come over, you want to watch a UFC fight, you got WrestleMania coming in a few weeks. Maybe you want to have people over and, you know, how do you host people for cigars? Maybe you can't smoke it.
When Perdomo was over, you and Chef and everything.
Exactly.
That was a house party. Wasn't
that
a house party?
That was a house party.
I killed a deer and everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
With my car.
Yeah. It was a Griswold house party.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, we'll show you how to do it.
All right.
Opinions expressed by the hosts, guests, or callers of this program do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Studio 21, Podcast Cafe, the United Podcast Network, its partners or affiliates.